Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. God has done so much for us. What have we given him in return? In our thoughts, our words, our actions, are we bringing him to other people? There are people who do, even in today in this world, there are people who have no idea who God is. Have you reached out? Have you strengthened others who believe in God but need to have deeper faith? What have you done? You're a disciple of Jesus, and I'm a disciple of Jesus. We're his followers. What's our part? First of all, clean up our language, as I've told you before. But just say, Lord, help me to honor you today by the way I speak, by the way I relate to other people, by the way I do my work. Please help me to be a good disciple of yours today, or a son or a daughter. Help me. The first reading for today is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 to 5. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her vindication shines forth like the dawn, and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. Does God rejoice in you? Can you cut something out of your language that's blaspheming? Please, please, brothers and sisters, God hears every word we speak. He hears every thought we have. He knows us. So if our language and our thoughts are not honoring God, I don't mean you have to use his name all the time in prayer, but that your prayer, whatever it is, whatever form it takes, you really honor God. And you honor God throughout the rest of the day, by your kindness, by not giving in to jealousy, to envy, to anger. Please, brothers and sisters, you belong to God. We all do. Let us adore him. Psalm 96 tells us, proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in holy attire. Tremble before him, all the earth. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The Lord God is my Father. He died for me. He governs the peoples with equity. He is our God. Let us worship him today and honor him today. It isn't just at Christmas or just at Easter, but every day. Lord, I love you. Help me to love you more. I just say that to the Lord every day. I love you. I want to love you more. God hears us. Doesn't mean that he comes down on a white cloud and gives you a word. It means that he hears you. He does hear you. Don't take the name of the Lord in vain. That's the most important thing. And St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 4 to 11. Brothers and sisters, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. To one is given through the Spirit the expression of wisdom, to another the expression of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another of healing by the one Spirit, to another mighty deeds, to another prophecy, to another discernment of spirits, to another varieties of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing them individually to each person as he wishes. As he wishes. I can't say, Lord, give me this gift. Give me the gift of generosity. Give me the gift of being kind. Give me the gift of wisdom to teach others. Whatever the case might be. Brothers and sisters, God knows what he has for you. Just ask him. God, help me to be what you want me to be. Give me the gifts that I need to do it. I don't care if you're 80 or you're 10. Ask God that, because he loves you so much, and he wants to work through us, speak through us. And we can't decide that. Only a priest can decide that for us. Is this what I'm hearing? Is this of the Lord? We don't go around making up our own. We trust the Lord. Lord, help me. Speak to your pastor and ask him, Lord, you, Father, help me to draw closer to the Lord. Help me. How do I do it? And God will hear you. And the gospel today from John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. There was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding. And when the wine ran short, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servers, "Do whatever he tells you." She's a real mother. She really is a real mother, but she just says to the waiters, "Do whatever he tells you." And now there were 6 stone water jars there for certain Jewish ceremonial washings, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told them, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. And then he told them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter." So they took it. And when the head waiter tasted the water that had become wine without knowing where it came from, although the servers who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves good wine first, and then when people have drunk freely, an inferior one. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did that at the beginning of his signs at Cana in Galilee, and so revealed his glory, and his disciples began to believe in him. Can you imagine what that would have been like? You've tasted the water and it's just it's terrible. Beforehand, if you taste it, it's just water. But when they bring it to him, it's turned to wine. People would have been startled and then extraordinarily happy, I'm sure. But God gave them a gift. Think of that. There are some days when I wish I could have lived in the time he was here on the earth. But then I know that I will have my reward later, and so will you. Let us just thank him for what he did for the people he saw. They had very little, and he loved them. And he cared for them and provided very good things for them. Pope Francis said these words. It comes from an article called The Miracle and Message of Cana. And this was his first miracle that they were seeing. And it says here, Jesus performs an eloquent sign. He transforms the law of Moses into the gospel bearer of joy. The words Mary addresses to the servants come to crown the wedding of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. These are her last words recounted by the Gospels. They are the legacy she hands down to us. Today, too, Our Lady says to us all, whatever Jesus tells you, do it. At this wedding, the new covenant is truly articulated, and to the servants of the Lord, that is, to all the church, is entrusted a new mission. Do whatever he tells you. Now, brothers and sisters, they could see him, and they could talk to him, and we can't see him, and we can't actually talk back and forth and have a conversation with him. But brothers and sisters, if we take his word seriously and just say, Lord, I love your word. I read your word daily. Lord, help me. Help that word to grow so much in my heart that I can follow you fully. I don't want to be a disciple who turns away from you. I want to be one who really follows you. Let's each of us do that. Here in this new year, if you've already done it, renew it. But if you haven't, Lord, I dedicate this life to you, my life to you. Lord, I want to follow you. Lord, I want to do your will in my life. Please help me, Lord, and may God bless you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.